We are celebrating the dozen years that have passed since Taylor Swift released her self-titled debut album, and man, I can't believe it has been that long, and to think about how far Taylor Swift has come in those 12 years. And you know, one of the things that has set Taylor apart in her career is her intelligence and her business savvy and knowing who she is as an artist. And even when she was younger, just 15, 16 years old, Taylor knew that it wasn't going to be good enough just to be cute and be able to sing.
There are girls in Nashville who are gorgeous and have amazing voices and want to do the same thing that I wanted to do, and I had to figure out a way to stand out. And for me, I went back home and I started playing a guitar and writing my own music, and in that sense, I could walk into a room and play my own instrument, and I could play songs that I'd written, and that way I wouldn't have to depend on anybody creatively.
Taylor Swift has certainly embraced that creative freedom with a vengeance, and she has gone on to just make some absolutely incredible music. But today we are celebrating the beginning, the songs that captivated people when they were so young and have led them to become lifelong Taylor fans. And I know a lot of us have sung along to this one at the top of our lungs. Feel free to go ahead and do it again. This is Shoulda Said No from Taylor Swift on Big Machine Radio.